Fluxcast, the Paranormal Flux Podcast.
Hello, welcome to this audio-only edition of Fluxcast. This is the first in a series of podcasts relating to the former Pound Stretcher store in Larne in Northern Ireland. In 2010, I went to the store and interviewed staff about paranormal activity that was supposed to be occurring. At the time, I reached a dead end in researching further, and so the footage remained unused. In the time since then, I've been contacted at various points by people through the website asking about updates. I thought using the unseen interview footage might prove an interesting subject for a series of podcasts, so that's what we're doing here. Please note that an extended video vodcast version will be added to our YouTube channel. What sort of activity have you experienced in here?
Things being thrown at me.
Right.
Like when you're upstairs or down here, like them cushions down there have been thrown at me quite a lot.
Cushions?
Yeah, just the ones there, just like sort of, but they don't go a little bit, they go like for miles. Yeah.
Right.
So it's not like it could have just fallen, it literally goes. And upstairs big boxes have fallen.
Yeah, well. Off the shelves.
Really? Yeah. With lots of stuff in them?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it quite often,
there was a time I taped a box up and when I'm back up 20 minutes later, the box was all over the floor.
Right.
And you hear banging as well. Mm-hmm. But it only usually happens if we talk about
the ghost.
Because we called him Tommy for some reason, I don't know. It's just since I've worked here. And if you talk about him or say something, then something automatically happens afterwards.
Right. And do you have you ever spoken to him or tried to say hello or anything like that?
When I go upstairs by myself, I say hello just so that I'm like, in case I get freaked out, just get in there and out as soon as possible. Nothing other than that now.
And do you get freaked out by it or anything like that? Or
only when I'm my own.
Right.
I'm with other people, I don't
yeah,
mind.
We go up in twos.
And do you speak about it to your friends or anything like that? And what do they think?
Yeah.
They think we're mad. Right. Well, mind
you. Yeah, mind you actually.
And would you be into the paranormal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What about you?
Well, I just scare myself, but
me and my friends
was it interesting?
We would be. We go ghost hunting all the time.
Lee was saying about the temperature in the stairs can vary.
Yeah.
But it goes all of a sudden.
Yeah, and there's
it
one corner.
You don't walk up and notice it's colder at one end. It is cold in different places.
Mm-hmm.
And it just like a click of the fingers. And it just changes.
Yeah.
And then it sounds as if there's somebody behind you sometimes, like as if there's an echo. When you're walking down these stairs, it sounds like there's somebody behind you.
Like someone following you, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it even feels like the cold, it's like something's on your neck sort of thing. It's really freaky out. Freaky out? Like something's freaking me out.
And so, this place, is it usually open late? Like beyond 6 o'clock?
No. Well, at Christmas time we would be open late.
Mm-hmm.
But before we used to, even though we closed at 5:30, people would start at 5 and we would work through to 9. No.
And does it matter what time of the day it is? No.
No.
I don't think so.
Definitely not.
There was one time, was it last Christmas, on a Sunday, all the cards down the stairs weren't on the shelves anymore, but they couldn't have fallen off because it was proper racking stuff. But I wasn't in that day, but apparently on a Sunday, the cards were just on the floor.
And have you actually ever requested anything to happen?
No,
you know,
as I would be too scared of it happening. Right.
And so, do you actually believe that it is a ghost there?
I believe there's something there.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's necessarily what we've been told
yeah.
it is. Because there's a story about it, but like
but
it's
it
a
does
man,
feel
but
like there is something.
Yeah.
It just causes the temperature changing and stuff.
And the noise.
Like there's something there.
The banging.
Yeah.
And the things move. It's like sometimes it's dangerous. Things fall at you and it's
just off the shelf.
But when things fall off the shelf, are they falling off in a way that wouldn't be sort of consistent with something being on a shelf and possibly...
No, it's like as if
it's like someone's pushing
it at you or just throwing it at you. Because there was one time, it was not there anymore, but there was wee boxes. And as if somebody literally, the way it moved in the air, it just sort of somebody thrown it at you like that. And it like literally skimmed my head. And I was just freaked out. And even a customer had said about it as well. And I was just like, oh my God.
Did the customer see it happen?
Yeah, this is... What the heck just happened? And I was just like, I don't know.
There's always something happens whenever somebody new comes in. because I've been here 3 years now, whereas you only started
in October.
But whenever somebody new comes into the shop and they're here a lot, reply up, you know, you would notice more things would happen then than any other time.
Yeah, Andy was saying that whenever you try to do like a stock take or move a whole lot of boxes, just sort of any kind of moving around of stuff, that it seems to stir up activity. Have you noticed that?
I have.
Yeah.
And do you ever dread having to do anything like that because of it?
I just dread going to the third floor.
Not so much. It doesn't bother us down here so much, but if we're going up the stairs, we tend to always go in twos. We don't, and if we do go up ourselves, we run back down.
Literally.
We've been told it's down that end on the third floor, but I always notice it up there.
See, but somebody else has told me up that it was, well, the story that we've been told, which is like, if you told about the story.
And was it, maybe it was a cinema?
Yeah, it was a cinema, and the man was cleaning the limbs, and he had a heart attack and fell and died, and his name was Tommy, and that's why we called him Tommy, but I don't know if that's true or not.
The ladder used to be down there, and now the ladder's there, so that could explain why.
And the ladder used to be here from the beginning?
Yeah, and it's still up the stairs, and it is.
But it was always down the back, and it got moved about a year ago, maybe, up there.
And it is that corner that's always cold.
Yeah, so it could.
So do you feel that it's following the ladder around?
It could be.
Yeah. As I mean, I've known in the past, it's not that, even though it can be concentrated in one area, people say it can sometimes follow them around or an object around, so
yeah.
It is feasible, that if that's what you believe, that could be the case.
And it's very strange, nothing really ever happens downstairs either. It's like just these two floors, as if he can't really go past there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, a few of them cards were down the stairs.
That's the only thing I know about downstairs. And it's always this side of the shop, it's never that side.
And then there was one time about whenever they were doing cashing up, and the money disappeared. And obviously there was only two people cashing up, so it wasn't a case of somebody stealing money or anything. They went down the stairs, checked the till, and come back again, and the money was there. But there was nobody else in the shop.
Right.
At all.
You hear noises as well, as if somebody's howling. Sometimes you think it's the wind, but on a sunny day when there is no wind, it's not possible. So it's kind of, that's another thing that freaks me out. Sort of wrong, very fast.
And eating up in the canteen for your lunch, you could hear noises in on the third floor.
Is the canteen, is it there?
It's just down there, there's the door.
Right.
Just literally there.
And so you say when you're having your lunch, you can hear noises?
It's just like a little tapping as well.
Yeah.
There's been big bangs, like Jillian, she's another girl that works here one day. She ran downstairs in like near tears, but they'd been banging upstairs.
That's happened to her a few times.
And she refused to go upstairs for at least 2 weeks without anybody. And now when she does it, she still only goes by herself if she really has to.
And is this to the canteen or is this somewhere else that she goes to?
Just up to like, up to the third floor store.
Oh, right.
Just then, but she won't go. Like if we're taking boxes up, she won't go unless somebody else goes with her. Because of the banging, and it's like,
me and her always go together.
And we have heard it, because I remember one Sunday, I was standing here waiting on her and she was at the other side, and she could just hear somebody speaking. But we're the only two people apart from the manager that was in the shop. Mm-hmm. And it was not possible. And then I sort of walked up the stairs and I could hear it, and then it freaked us out, and then we just sort of avoided the third floor for the rest of the day.
Sort of sometimes as if you maybe see something, but it's only at the corner of your eye, and then is your mind playing tricks on you or not? And then we come downstairs and we won't go again unless we're with somebody else.
It's like the voices, you think it's something that you're just imagining it, just because you want to believe that something's there, but then sometimes it really is as if something is there.
And do you hear talking or anything like that? Or?
It is sort of muttering. It's not like a distinctive voice or you can understand. It's just like little mutters, which I don't really know what you could explain it as.
Not really heard them. I just really feel the cold, and as if there is something almost walking behind you a bit to see what you're doing. And there has been times we have put boxes down and they're not where we left them.
You have been listening to Fluxcast with Johnny Porter. Thank you for listening. Fluxcast is a Tainted Brown production for Paranormal Flux. Visit paranormalflux.com for details from this podcast. Thanks for listening. See you next time.